What you believe in the core of your being impacts everything in your life. Now, I'm not talking about your knowledge, everything that you know, but what has been transferred, so to speak, from your mind to your heart. In your inner being, we call them your core beliefs. And what you believe in your heart of hearts, in the core of your being, impacts everything in your life. What you believe impacts your relationships, your emotions, your thoughts, your behavior. In fact, all that you are and all that you do can all be traced back to what you believe in your heart. Therefore, it is of the utmost importance that you believe the truth about God, about the world, about yourself. All those beliefs are of utmost importance to live a healthy Christian life. However, if there are lies that have made their way down into your core belief system, things that are not true, false beliefs, they will impact you in a negative way. On the contrary, if you believe truth, and there's truth contained in your core belief system, it's going to positively impact your life. I want to give you an example and to show you exactly what I mean. And one of the assumptions that I'm making for this illustration and this message is that you, in fact, are a Christian. When I say that word, I don't say it lightly. I'm talking about the person who has seen his or her need for God, and they realize that they've fallen short of what God desires, and they turn to God, and they confess their sin, and they repent of their sin, and they open up their heart to King Jesus, believing that Jesus died on the cross, and believing that Jesus rose again. That's what it means to become a Christian, when you put your faith and trust in Jesus. So I'm making that assumption. If you haven't made that decision yet in your life, it'll be the greatest decision you've ever made. Am I right? For those who believe, you know it's absolutely. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. This is a lie or a false belief that some people believe, that God seeks to punish me. You know, if you believe this, you'll live your life in fear. You'll have a great fear of making a mistake or of messing up or giving in to sin, because if you do, you believe that God is going to zap you, so to speak, that God is out to get you, and that when you give in to sin or messing up or making a mistake, that God is going to punish you. And in fact, when you believe this particular lie, any negative thing that happens to you in your life, you're going to direct it back to God, that He's out to get you, that He's punishing you. You know, one of the reasons I chose this morning is because Jody and I recently met with somebody who believed this lie and actually stated this to us and said that the reason she's going through a very difficult time with her health, she has a lot of serious health concerns, is because God was seeking to punish her for all the things that she's done in her life. What Jody and I did during this special time together with this person is we revealed to her the truth that God is merciful and God is forgiving. In fact, the Bible says that God's mercies are new every morning and that God's mercies never fail. And if you are a Christian here this morning and you've put your faith and trust in Jesus, you do so believing that Jesus paid the punishment in full for all of your sin. No matter what you've done, no matter what you're going through, no matter what mistakes you've made, Jesus paid it all. He paid the punishment in full for your sin on the cross so that His justice was completely served through the death of Jesus, that God can reach out His hand of mercy to you, and you can reach up and take God's hand, and He'll pull you into Himself because He loves you. He has forgiven you because the payment has been made in full. God is merciful, and God is forgiving. Do you see the difference that this would make in someone's life when you believe the truth about God versus believing a lie that God has put into your core belief system. What you believe in the core of your being impacts everything in your life. And the most important beliefs that we can have, I believe, are our beliefs about God. In fact, the key to the successful Christian life is believing the truth about God. And the key to the victorious Christian life is believing the truth about God. The most important beliefs that we have is our truth about God. And that's what's so exciting about Psalm 103. Because Psalm 103 presents to us a revelation of who God is. When you study Psalm 103, it's dripping with truth about God and tells us who God is. And that gives us insight to how God deals with us and how God loves us and how God has compassion on us. Psalm 103 gives us the truth about God. And we're going to study Psalm 103, 1 through 12 today. And I'm hoping as we go through this today that you're going to have this revelation about God and maybe uncover some of the false beliefs that you have about God and replace them with the truth about who God is. Well, you can see that we've landed in the Psalms today just as a quick refresher about the Psalms. The Psalms are in the middle of your Bible in the Old Testament. It's one of the books of poetry. Some call the Psalms the Hebrew hymnal. There are 150 Psalms in five different sections within the book of Psalms. There are many different types of Psalms. There's wisdom, praise, thanksgiving, lament, imprecatory, messianic, and royal Psalms. And these Psalms have been used throughout the centuries for Jewish and Christian worship. In fact, many of the praise songs that we sing come directly out of the Psalms as they minister to us with their beautiful words. The Psalms, they reveal the character of God, the faith of God's people, and their relationship with God. And the number one reason why I love the Psalms is that they're real, they're authentic, they're personal, they're deep, and they speak to your heart. They speak to your heart as a revelation from God. And today, we've landed in Psalm 103, the 103rd Psalm. This is a psalm of the Lord's love and compassion. It's a revelation of God's many splendored character. The author is none other than David from the Old Testament, the King David. And it's a praise psalm. That's the type of psalm it is. And here's a brief outline. In the first two verses and the last three verses, David calls God's people to praise the Lord. And then he gives the reasons why we are to praise the Lord in the bulk of the psalm, verses 3 through 19. So let's take a look at Psalm 103, 1 through 12. If you have a Bible, there are pew Bibles there if you wanted to take a look at it for yourself. But I'm going to go ahead and read for us Psalm 103, 1 through 12. These are the verses that we're going to take a look at. Psalm 103 is a psalm of David. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. Psalm 103, 1 through 12. Let's take a look at these verses. We're going to go verse by verse and take a look at the first 12 verses of Psalm 103. David begins with a call to God's people to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The word praise here means to speak words of excellence to someone. And who are we to praise? We are to praise the Lord. It's the Hebrew name Yahweh, the name that God gave himself. It directs us to the self-sufficient and eternal and one and only self-existent God, the great I Am. He's the one that we are to speak these words of excellence to, none other than the one and only true God, the Lord, the great I Am. And we are to do so with all of our inmost being. Literally, it's all my inward parts. It means with your total being, all that you are to praise the Lord. And you are to praise his holy name. God's holiness is his supreme attribute. And the word holy means perfect. It means that God is perfect in all his ways. He's perfectly loving, perfectly kind, perfectly merciful. And the name refers to God's character and his nature. So we are to praise the Lord's perfect character and his nature. And we are to forget not all his benefits. We are to remember all that God has done. When we praise the Lord, we remember all that God is and all that he has done. And from our hearts, we express our praise to the Lord. And then David goes on to give us the reasons why we praise the Lord. Number one, he says, he is the one who forgives all your sins. And the word forgives here means complete pardon from all sin. And he's the one who heals all your diseases, complete restoration of all sickness. Psalm 103 was written under the Old Covenant. It's in the Old Testament of the Bible. But we live under the New Covenant, the covenant of grace brought to us by Jesus Christ. And so the ultimate fulfillment of Psalm 103, the greatest expression, we might say, of Psalm 103 is found in Jesus. And this psalm, there's a bridge to Jesus, I believe, in each one of the verses. And I'll give you an example. When we say that God forgives all our sins, we know that's true because Jesus Christ paid the punishment in full for all of our sin. Amen? He paid the price in full, so we know that God forgives us all our sin. And I've said it before, and it's worth saying again, I believe that God heals every single Christian, no matter what the disease or no matter what they're going through, God heals. First off, think about all the many, many times that you've been sick in your lifetime. Well, you were healed by God, were you not? You're here today to give a testimony that God heals during this lifetime. But sometimes for Christians, they receive the ultimate healing, that the physical body wears out and it no longer functions. And at that point, your soul springs from your body and gets to be in the presence of the Lord. You get promoted and you go to heaven. So you receive the ultimate healing. So this psalm is true in Jesus. Do you see the bridge to Jesus in Psalm 103, verse 3? Well, he continues on. He continues on with his testimony of the reasons why we praise the Lord in verse 4. The Lord redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. The word pit can mean destruction. Some scholars believe that David is actually giving a testimony here of his near-death experience. But when it says the Lord redeems your life from the pit, it means he rescues from a near-death experience. And he crowns you with love and compassion, meaning he covers you with love and compassion. Here, once again, we have a bridge to Jesus because literally, Jesus redeemed you from the penalty of sin and death. And he covers you and surrounds you with his love and with his compassion. More reasons to praise the Lord. Psalm 103, verse 5. The Lord satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. satisfies your desires with good things. The Lord takes care of His children by supplying all of your needs, whatever they might be. And in the Old Testament, the eagle is a symbol of strength and long life. And here, when it says your youth is renewed like the eagles, it means that God provides strength, God provides stamina, God provides for all of your needs. That is the God in whom we serve. That's the revelation from Psalm 103, verse 5. Psalm 103, verse 6 says, "The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed." The fact is that God is the God of all justice. And He's working out His justice on behalf of those who have no power to defend themselves. Every single person is accountable to God because He is the God of all justice. And every person will have to give account someday, somehow. And God brings about His justice in His timing and in His way. But He is working out His perfect justice on behalf of those who have no power to defend themselves. God continues on with the reasons why we praise the Lord. "He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love." Just think about Moses for a moment. Moses in the Old Testament, he was anointed and appointed by God to deliver God's people from slavery in Egypt. And Moses was close with God. In fact, the Bible says that Moses would meet with the Lord as someone would meet with a friend. When they were wandering through the desert, when they were on their way to the promised land, they would set up this tent of meeting, this portable tabernacle, and Moses would meet with God in the portable tabernacle. And he was close with God, and he experienced God. And so much so that Moses made a bold request to God. He says in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, he says to God, "Show me your glory, God. Show me your glory. I want to know more of you. I want to have more of you in your life, in my life." And God responded to that, and God revealed His character to Moses as the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, the God who is slow to anger, the God who is abounding in love and faithfulness, the God who maintains love across 1,000 generations. Moses experienced God when God came down to meet him with a cloud up on Mount Sinai. We don't know exactly how that must have felt or what he went through or how that experience was, but he did record it for us in the Bible, and it's been passed on from generation to generation to the point that David is making reference to this encounter that Moses had with God, that the Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. When it says that the Lord is compassionate, it means that God has a tender, tender heart for His children. It says that God is gracious. It's receiving unmerited and undeserved love. When it says that God is slow to anger, that God perseveres, God hangs in there with us. When it says that God is abounding in love, He pours out His love in abundance upon His children. This is the character of God as revealed in Psalm 103, 7 and 8. The psalmist continues with reasons why we praise the Lord, because He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. When he says He will not accuse, even against all evidence, God will not bring our case to the court of divine justice. And He will not harbor anger. God does not hold grudges. We can see the bridge here to Jesus. You know, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 14, it tells us that all the evidence that was stacked up against us and all the ways that we have violated God's holy laws was taken away from us, and it was nailed to the cross, meaning that Jesus paid the punishment in full for our sins on the cross, that all of the guilt and all of the things that we've done to violate God's law was taken away from us. And so that God will not accuse us in the divine court of justice because the punishment has been paid in full by Jesus. And God does not hold anger against us, hold grudges against us, because the full vent of God's anger, God's full wrath, was taken out on His own Son, who died on the cross to pay the punishment for our sin. Psalm 103, verse 9. In verse 10, and more reasons why we praise the Lord, because He does not treat us as our sins deserve. He doesn't repay us according to our iniquities. Simply stated, God is merciful. God does not give us the punishment that we deserve, because the justice for God was taken out on His own Son on the cross at Calvary. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, because God is merciful. And then Psalm 103, verse 11, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. The vast expanse of the universe illustrates the vast expanse of God's love for His children, that the love that God has for us is immense, is enormous. It's as high as the heavens are above the earth. And it says that His love is great for those who fear Him. There must be some humble reverence of God's authority in order to experience God's amazing love. And finally, we get to verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us. Simply, He's giving an emphasis on the magnitude of God's forgiveness, on the greatness of God's forgiveness, that God forgives His children of all of their sins. Psalm 103 presents to us the truth about who God is. It tells us how God treats us, tells us the essence, the being, the nature of God, that the Lord is forgiving, the Lord heals diseases, the Lord rescues us from death, the Lord covers with love and compassion, the Lord meets our needs, the Lord provides stamina and strength, the Lord brings about justice, the Lord is tender-hearted and gracious, the Lord is slow to anger and abounding in love, the Lord does not hold grudges, the Lord is merciful, the Lord loves with a great love, the Lord grants a full pardon for sin. Wow. This is who God is. These are the truths about the Lord. You believe them, and you will be blessed. In conclusion, when I go off on a hospital visitation, when I go and I visit somebody in the hospital, oftentimes I will read and explain Psalm 103. And the reason I do that is because when you're going through a difficult time, it could be with your health, it could be with other issues in your life, Psalm 103 is essential, because it reveals to us who God is. And it helps us to understand what God is doing and what God is up to and how He treats us when we're hurting, when we're down, when we're struggling, we're going through difficulties. We can rely on Psalm 103, this beautiful revelation of who God is. The fact is, what you believe in the core of your being impacts everything in your life. And if you believe the truth, in this case, the truth about who God is, it's going to have a positive impact in your life. And Psalm 103 presents to us the truths about the Lord. If you believe them, you will be blessed. Amen.